How far have we gone? I don't want to go too far.
We're almost there.
That can mean anything with Kieran. We're moving at a good clip down the river, propelled by his oar strokes and the current. He rows on. How far is this place? I have to get back, remember?
Don't be a spoilsport, Chloe.
An uneasy feeling invades me, but I know better than to resist him. A little while later, he steers the boat toward the shore.
This is it, he announces to my great relief.
He hops into the shallow water. I get out too, and he tugs the boat onto the sandy bank.
Now we walk.
I feel a bite of annoyance. How far?
It's 5 minutes. It's totally worth it, believe me.
We plunge into the woods along a narrow trail. After walking Kieran's 5 minutes, which is more like forever, we squeeze through a crevice in two massive boulders. A natural pool surrounded by rock lies in front of us. Kieran beams.
See? Wasn't this worth it? Come on, let's jump in.
With a whoop that echoes off the rocks, he cannonballs into the water with a giant splash. He surfaces, shaking his head. Water drops spray in an arc.
Come on in, the water's great.
He floats on his back, his body a googly, ghostly, misshapen mass under the water. I sit on the rock, hugging my knees. I don't want to go swimming, I want to go bowling. I didn't bring clothes to change into. Kieran swims over and splashes me. I crawl backwards. Quit it, Kieran, I don't want to get wet.
Swim in your underwear, it'll dry off, no one's around.
You should have told me to bring my bathing suit.
So what? Don't be such a priss. That's one thing I don't like about you.
Getting out, he cups water in his hands and throws it at me, laughing. He flops back into the pool.
Now you're wet.
Let's go. We can come back another day when we have more time. Ignoring me, he floats on his back and kicks his feet into a splash frenzy. I watch him, waiting until he's done. The light turns golden. It's getting late. Let's go already. I have to get back.
Suit yourself.
He heaves himself onto a rock. I stand, brushing the seat of my shorts.
I have to take a leak. Wait here.
Sighing, I fold my arms and lean against the boulder as he thuds down the trail. Time ticks by. A still silence reigns. I slap at gnats. I wait. And wait. What's taking you so long? I call into the trees. No answer. Kieran! I know something's up. I just know it. I speed like a bullet down the trail, stumbling over roots, branches, and stones. When I get to the sandy cove, the boat's gone. I wade into the river and look upstream. Something flashes. The boat is rounding a distant bend. Kieran! I scream. He disappears.